The first piece of Me'ashalach and Vayakel deals with the issue of why the mitzvahs of Shabbos and Binyan HaMishkan together are being taught to Klal Yisrael with all of Klal Yisrael gathered together. Vayakel Moshe eskol adas b'nei Yisrael, sheish yisyomim teyasam alachu v'yom ha-shvi yelachem kodesh. Then the Torah says, Vayemer Moshe el kol adas b'nei Yisrael leima. So they were still together, and the Torah is emphasizing that they were in the state of Hakel for Shabbos being taught and for the Mishkan being taught. Zehadavar Shetziva Hashem Leimar, Kchu Meitchem Trumal Hashem, Kol Nedivlibo Yiviyah, Eis Trumas Hashem, and so on. So we'll start after the quote from the Psukim. Ha'inyan hu, Shenemar Shabbos Kan, Koydim Melechis HaMishkan. The reason to tell us Mitzvah Shabbos before telling us Melechis HaMishkan, in addition to what Rashi brings from Chazal, that it's not Doiche Shabbos. You cannot do Melacha for the sake of the Mishkan on Shabbos. But he has a wider, deeper insight. Ki b'binyan HaMishkan nischabru kol Yisrael b'libam mibli shum hizgeyus echod al chaveray. Binyan HaMishkan was an equalizer. The Mishkan itself became an equalizer. Everybody donated to it. Everybody is integral to its success in bringing the Shechina to be with us. No one person has anything to be more proud of than another. They therefore come together as one heart. They are joined in their hearts. Mibli shum hisgeus, without any sense of haughtiness or pride, echad al chaveray, one superior over another. No, ki betchila asu kol chacham leiv b'mleches hamishkan, kol echad es avodasa. Every chacham leiv, seemingly a gifted person, seemingly someone who has been perhaps even divinely inspired to know how to do exactly what it is that Hashem wants. Lachshev machashavais. And some of the work in the Mishkan is actually called ma'aseh choshev, which means you're not going to simply embroider. You're going to somehow use needle and thread to create something that's of such magnificence and even such unnatural beauty. For instance, if you're doing a typical needlework, what is on one side has then its mirror image on the other. And here, Ma'aseh Choshev means that somehow on one side it's going to be, for instance, a nesher, an eagle, and on the other side it's an image of an aryeh. It has different images, even though the needlework is done all at once. One side looks at one moment, and then the other side at another moment. You look at them, and they're not exactly the same. So all of this fantastic work of these artisans is reason for each one of them to feel how special he is. The women were twisting and making thread of goat's hairs while they were on the goat, as the Torah says, "Be'izim tavu," and then they were disconnected from the goat. So it was a masterful kind of creation, this Mishkan, by master craftsmen who were clearly well-trained and or divinely inspired, and therefore, he says, at first, the heraloi, he sees, ki asu malacha nifla l'maid. Each person sees, wow, look what we've made. Look at the glorious, beautiful ephod, and its stones, the avnei shayam on the Kisvus HaEifai, the Avnei Miluim in the Chayshan. Look at this. Look at this splendor that the Kohen Gadol is going to appear with. And it looks as if this person has succeeded in creating something so beautiful, and it clearly is in some way a tribute to this person. V'achakach. Afterwards, however, Kasher ro'u hachibur shenischaber yachad kol ha'avayda. But then, all of a sudden, it all starts to come together. The person who knew how to twine the thread of gold and the six threads of tcheles and the six threads of argamon telas shani, each one of them with one strand of gold, and knew how to mesh them all together beautifully to create these begadim, the choshen ve'efei. And the artisan who knew, in the case of the Mishkan, how to create adonim, and then the other one knows how to create the krushim, and how to plate them, and how the shulchan is to be fashioned, and to put the atzeshitim in just the right way into the outer encasing of gold of the Aron HaKadosh, and then the inner gold, and then how to create the kruvim above them on the kapiris. All of this, magnificent. All the pieces start to come together. People who made the Yerios HaOyel and the Yerios HaMishkan, the people who created the krosim, the little hooks that joined the two sections of the Yerios HaOyel together, that joined the Yerios HaMishkan together. Everyone's work starts now to take its place in the greater whole, and it becomes something magnificent to behold. Chibur, shenischaber yachad. He now sees everything coming together. Kol ha'avoda, kol ha'yiriyos, ve'ha'kroshim. Ra'u. Now they see with a different perspective. Each individual, persons who devoted work, time, effort, expertise, who would have otherwise seen their work as so much their own. Let's face it, a person's creativity is so personal. So personal. The gifts that a person has, the insight, and in this case, the Ruach HaKodesh that the person was granted. Very personal, very individual. Now it all comes together, and what they realize is, Ra'u ki kol echad shayach l'chaveroi. Now they realize that I was only able to create the Adonim the way I knew how because of you who fashioned the Krushim, because of that person who knew how to do the woodwork that would fit into the Adonim. And then we together only were able to be given the gifts from Shemayim to do what we did, because we did it so that on top of that you'll have the Yerias HaMishkan, created by the artisans who knew how to do the Maisa Chayshev of the Yerias HaMishkan. And above them, those who knew how to do the work with the Yerias HaOya from Izim. And then above them, the Iris Tchashim and the Iris Elim Adamim. And we all needed each other, and we were all granted what we were granted because of one another. It was a joint effort, not of individual parts, but of a combination of the worthiness, a combination of the holiness of our effort and of our unity to accomplish this great goal of bringing the Shechina down. Ve'evinu ki kol ma she'osu lo haya b'sichlam. I skipped the line. Ra'u ki kol echad shayach l'chaveru ki ilu asam adam echad. It is as if this was all made by one person. It's as if we are all together, one unit. You know, when a person says, I'm driving a car, you know how many thousands of parts there are in a car? But ultimately, what functions is the whole car together. No one says, I have a transmission, an engine, four tires, a seat, a steering wheel, and so therefore I'm able to get from point A to point B. Rather, all of the parts come together, and they are given all their energy, and they're given all their purpose by he who drives it and moves it. But theoretically, you also understand that it could have been all made by one person. In fact, ultimately, it's only a few people who engineer a car and engineer how it should be designed and how it should be made and how it should be put together. And then, of course, it's all the robotics of a thousand different or thousands of different parts that bring it all together. So now when they have the Mishkan won, they look at it and they see, it's not about me. And even that which I did with the gifts Hashem provided, that's not really what ultimately made it succeed. What made me succeed in what I did was my interdependence and the interdependence of my work and what I produced with what he produced. So the krushim have brichim that are inserted, brackets that are inserted within the krushim to hold the Mishkan together. And then on top of them are the uriahs. And then the kalim that are within. One cannot accomplish anything without the other. And now they realize that therefore the artisan, he himself, could not accomplish what he accomplished without the other artisans. He makes the point toward the end where he says, what happens if one little hook is missing in the Mishkan? What happens if one of the staves that goes into the ground to keep the urios or the kale hechotza from blowing in the wind, what if it's missing? If it's missing, then the whole Mishkan isn't able to be an abode for the Shekhinah. So the person who made what seems to be the least important of all of the kalim really is very important. And really, he was joined together with, and he, if he didn't realize it, was working in tandem with, and was given the schus to succeed, because he was with all the other people who devoted themselves, their work, and or their materials, to make the Mishkan. Ra'u ki kol echad shayach l'chaveiro, ki ilu osam adam echad. They realized that they're all interlocked in this purpose, that they're all interdependent, v'hevinu, and they understood, ki kol masha osu, now they realize, this that I did was not just me, it wasn't the Ruach HaKadosh given me, it was the Ruach HaKadosh and the wisdom given to us. V'hevinu, ki kol masha osu lahaya b'sichlam, it wasn't that they were given each the seichel, the intellectual prowess to know how to do, or the expertise to know how to create what they created. Rak b'si'as Hashem Yisbaruch. B'yad kol ha'isa b'mishkan. It was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping each individual understand and come to the knowledge and attain the revealed knowledge that Hashem revealed to them, how it should be done. So, when they see the splendor of the Mishkan in its totality, and realize the functionality of this going together and coming together with that, and now they look at the whole, and it brings the Shekhinah to root and be with us, now all the individual artisans realize, it's not about me. It's not about me. I was given the gift of being a part of the whole. Because of the whole, I was given a role to play, not the reverse. Not because of me and him and him and him and him, we together built a Mishkan. Because we are building a Mishkan, I was given the ability to do what I was able to do for the sake of the whole. Rak b'siyas Hashem Yisbarach b'yad kol ha'isa b'mishkan she'yih ya'acha kach shleimos tzuras habinyan, for the sake of completing the whole. Ve'ich yuchal lehizgoe echad al chaveiroi. So now, how can he, any one of them, feel, oh, I feel so good, I created, I did, I accomplished. No, it's not about me, it's not that I accomplished. We, and it's not only we, It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be in this world. He wanted to have a Mishkan for the Shekhinah. Therefore, you and I together were given the ability to put together whatever I can come up with, what you can design. And therefore, we succeeded. So, Eich Yuchal Hizgah Echad Al Chaveri Ma'ach Shalei Asa B'Sichle Rak B'Siyas Hashem. So now you see, that's part of the process of saying, Vayakel Moshe Eskol Adas B'nei Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
that when he brings together Klal Yisrael, he's saying we're coming together not just because you know how to do X and I know how to do Y and he knows how to do Z. No. It's because we are together and together we're trying to bring the Shekhinah to be with us. Therefore, we will be given the abilities we each will be given. Therefore, we each will succeed at doing the little bit that we are able to do. And then succeed. V'chein, the Gemara Megillah. Gemara Megillah says, Maisa Talmai HaMelech, who asked for the creation of a translation of Torah, he took individuals, Ayin Beis Zekenim, V'skimu Kulam L'Dei Achas, the changes they made because they wanted to make the Torah and protect the Torah and its integrity and the honor of Hashem. There are small changes in Septuagint, which they each on his own, each one of them came up with the same idea, thinking, oh, you know, I think that what we need to say and the way we need to say it should be, and they came up with various changes, all of them exactly the same as their peers. V'kosvulo kama shinuyim, and they ended up with various changes as opposed to literal translations. V'dima kol echad b'libay, and each one of them originally thought, sha'asa, he thinks, I thought of how it should be and why it should be slightly changed. V'kivin l'chachma amuka. Each one thought he had the kavana, that he had intuited with great wisdom and depth how it needs to be presented in Greek and how it should not necessarily be exactly translated literally. Each one thinks that his wisdom achieved this change, this nuance, as each of them understood it. Then, when they compare notes, they see, seemingly miraculously, Ach kasherau, ki kulam kivnu l'deya achas. They all ended up with the exact same alterations, the same changes. Oz hevinu, ki hoye b'siyas Hashem. Then they understood this was only with God's help. It's the same thing with the Mishkan. You come together and you create a Mishkan capable of bringing down the Shekhinah. It's not because I knew how to do that needlework, or I knew how to work the foundry and create these Adonim, or I knew how, you know, to cut and shape the boards, the massive boards that comprise the Krushim, or I knew how to do the metalwork, the leaf in gold, the leaf work. No. I only knew that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu imparted that wisdom to me, like he imparted the wisdom to the other person, and the other person, and the other person. V'lozeh ne'emar Parshas Shabbos. He says, that's why Parshas Shabbos is the introduction to the Mishkan. V'lozeh ne'emar Parshas Shabbos etzel melechas ha-Mishkan, ki ikur hischabrusam hoysam mitzvah Shabbos. What joins us together is the concept of Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hi toich kol ha-mitzvahs. The Shabbos and the idea of Shabbos, which is what? Hashem created the world. Everything for its purpose, in His will as He designed it. And on Shabbos, all of creation was complete, meaning perfected. So that this beautiful world, in all of its intricacy and wonder and splendor, is a reflection of the will of Hashem. Just as every mitzvah we do with what Hashem created is meant to be using what Hashem created to fulfill the will of Hashem. So therefore, every mitzvah that we do in a created world, in its toich, meaning at its heart, is like a Shabbos expression. Who created the world? Who made it perfect? Who made it whole and complete? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this item for? How is it to be used? To express and to accomplish the will of Hashem. Ki Shabbos hitoch kol ha-mitzvahs ha-nimtzu bom kavanah l'shem shamayim. Every mitzvah that has in it the driving force of I want to do the will of Hashem, zeh ha-kavanah v'zeh ha-kavanah nikra es Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to have a place in this world. I'm going to be in this world. I'm going to create a material world where I will also be, not just a theoretical world and a spiritual realm, but a physical place. So, how we live in that physical place, if we do everything and act upon what we live with, the bracha I make on a piece of a morsel of food, the matzah I eat on Pesach, the sukkah I build on Sukkot, then I am taking the physical material world and I am dedicating it for its clear and stated obvious purpose, which is the glory of Hashem. That's Shabbos. What is Shabbos if not to announce Kisheshes Yamim Oso Hashem Es Hashemayim Ve'ez Haaretz. So that expression of everything being as Hashem wills it, once you have that kavana in doing a mitzvah, that's Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hi toich kol ha-mitzvahs, ha-nimtza bom kavana l'shem shemayim. A mitzvah that has in it a fulfillment l'shem shemayim is expressing the same expression and ideal of Shabbos, the will of Hashem in all things. V'zeh ha-kavana nikra is Shabbos. V'gam b'mlechus ha-mishkin, shekol ha-vedosim ha-yisa l'chvayt shemayim. Similarly, the Mishkin, which is, after all, a microcosm of the world itself. What is the Mishkan meant to represent? It's meant to represent the whole world. Mishkan is meant to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is here, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills all things. The world is just taking up a small, if you will, space, right? He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mekayim Shalayla. And that is, in a microcosmic sense, what it is that the Shechina is in the Mishkan. Shechina is in the Mishkan means Hashem is in the Welt. Shechina is in the Mishkan. V'gam b'mlechus ha-mishkan shekol avodasim hoyso l'chvayt shemayim k'dei shetishra Shechina b'Yisrael. The whole point was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina to be with us, just as His presence in the world is His will, so too His presence of the Shechina in the Mishkan is His will and is a reflection of the fact that this world is all His. Uvezen is chabru libam. This is what joined the hearts of all of the artisans together. Ki hashchina lo haisa shayra af kishenechzar yesed echod. The Shechina wouldn't come if one peg of the Mishkan is missing. No Shechina. When they had to rebuild the Mishkan each time they took it down, they had to build it up back perfectly and completely as it had been. Anything missing? No Shechina. Which means, if the little peg, metal peg that's driven into the ground for the meisrehem, for the ropes used to keep the yurios in place, or to keep the kali hachatzar in place, if one of those pegs driven into the ground is missing, the whole Mishkan cannot function, cannot achieve its purpose. So then, if that's the case, the person who made the peg, he is no less important than the person who designed the gold for the Arun HaKodesh in the Kodesh HaKodesh.
Is that halach? Every part's
ma'akev? Yes. Yeah. You have to rebuild the Mishkan in its entirety and in perfection. Otherwise, it's not a Mishkan. V'lechein l'hoyu l'chaylum his guys. Right? If it's not kasher, afkish and nechsa yated echad. So he says, V'lachain, L'hoye yechadum lihiz ga'os, Echad al chavero klal. No one can be more proud of his work than anybody else's work. Af oysa ha'orayn. Even the person who made the Aron HaKodesh, neged oysa yisdois ha'chotzer, versus the people who made the pegs used to hold the curtains that are the wall of the courtyard in place. They're all as important as one another. And they realized this when the Mishkan comes together and its glory and splendor succeeds in bringing the Shechina. Each one of them said, they had an epiphany. They realized, this isn't about my gift that Hashem gave me. It's the gift of the Shechina coming to us for which reason we all together were given the opportunity to give, to build, to create, to fashion, to artistically design.
Literal epiphany.
Literally, yeah, because otherwise they would have thought that, you know, I was able to do, I figured how, I understood how, I, it was a lot of I, a lot of me. And then, Moshe says, Vayakel Moshe is Kaladas B'nai Yisrael, and he brings together Am Yisrael for these mitzvahs is a reflection of the fact that it's not individual, that it's some total of Klal Yisrael, that it requires us all, and that its glory is going to be a reflection of the Kedusha of Am Yisrael, that Hashem Yisroel wants to be with us, not you, us, so that each one of us, and each one of us is making a huge contribution, each one of us is the home of the Shekhinah, each one of us is the place where the Shekhinah can come, each one of us is responsible for it. And it's because of us that the Shekhinah is going to be with us. And that realization overpowers the individual artisan, so he no longer feels any personal pride, but rather he might feel national identity and Am Yisrael's pride and a certain sense of the Kedusha. We are together fomenting. He says finally, Kemaimer HaGemara, the Gemara in Saita says that Rabbi Avohu's wife was talking to the wife of the Amira, who used to say over whatever Rabbi Avohu taught. Rabbi Avohu was a very well-respected, well-connected Amira, Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, and very respected by Rome as well, and the great teacher. And he had someone who used to say over and teach and repeat his teaching. So that person said to his wife, or I should say, you know, the Gemara doesn't say that he said it to his wife, but that person's wife said to Rabbi Avohu's wife, you know, my husband knows everything that your husband knows. And he could really say this year himself, showing respect to your husband, but, you know, my husband could really doesn't need to hear it from Rabbi Avohu to know what to teach. He knows it himself. So, of course, Rabbi Avohu's wife was not happy. And she said this over to Rabbi Avohu. And Rabbi Avohu said, Ma'ich batloch. So, all right, so she says it. And let's say it would be true. And let's say it would be true that he could say this year, if I wouldn't. The bottom line is, Mini umine, from me and from him, between us, Yiskales ilo, between us, we are accomplishing, you know, praise the heavens, we are accomplishing the teaching of Torah, and the divine will is done. Doesn't matter if it's me or him or me. The point is that we are accomplishing what we have to accomplish. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the case of the Mishkan, is coming to be, and the Shekhinah is with us, v'shchanti b'saychem. But each artisan realizes the profundity of how much he is dependent upon others, and the profundity of how the Kedusha really is all about what we are able to achieve, what we are able to accomplish.
How many artisans were there? Let's say, I mean, 5,000, let's say? Isn't there a danger that those 5,000 would be like elitist compared to the
5,000? So he's saying that all of them, whoever, there may have been more, I don't know how many there were, but none of them ultimately said that it's a point of personal pride to have worked in the Mishkan, because they realized, I'm only as good as I am because I'm part of Klal Yisrael. So even those who did not do the actual work, even those who just gave a few pieces of silver for the Adonim in the Mishkan, but everybody in Klal Yisrael had to have their hearts directing the effort. It's the mitzvah of doing what Hashem wants. And as he said, that's like Shabbos. That idea of being Isaac in a mitzvah, here building a Mishkan, Lashem Shemayim, any mitzvah you do, Lashem Shemayim, has that aspect of Shabbos in it. Because Shabbos is an expression of the fact that everything that Hashem created in the world, L'chvaydai, it's for Hashem's covenant. It's for His honor. It's for His purpose. And it's perfect because He wanted it to be. So that's why that mitzvah is taught first, and then Moshe Rabbeinu goes on and says, with this concept of working L'Shem Shemayim, we all together are capable of succeeding. Then they build the Mishkan, and when it succeeds, even the artisan who was responsible for some of the most intricate, difficult, and holy work, like the creation of the Aron, even he looks back and says, it's not me, it's us. And that's the importance of giving over this particular mitzvah of the Mishkan, Hakel, with all of Klal Yisrael together. Because it's only because of all of us that we're able to bring the Shekhinah, that we're able to bring the Shekhinah to root amongst us in Klal Yisrael.